Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Markwell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to today's brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. So today I got my guy, Cutting Kev, Kevin Buford, the man, the myth, the legend, the brainchild, the mastermind behind LRP Films. What's good, my guy?
What's going on, baby?
So I always tell people all the time, like, when it comes to videography, photography, this guy knows his stuff down to a science, right? He's built a successful company doing it and helped a lot of other entrepreneurs and businesses do the same exact thing, leveraging these strategies. And he's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to simplifying what it takes for you to create compelling content that attracts your ideal client. So specifically, I got Kev on for a few minutes. And we want to talk because a lot of people like get confused and they ask us like, you know, what camera should we use? Or what's the best way to do it? Lighting, all this different type of stuff. So I brought Kev on real quick so he can break down the game and just kind of give you some game on like, all right, what should you keep in mind when they set up their studio or when they set up their content strategy, when they want to attract clients, what should they keep in mind in terms of like, what's the best equipment to go grab, lighting, give us a rundown of what they should get. Let's start with like, because a lot of times they're like, all right, what technology should I have? What tools? So what tools would you recommend somebody having when they're going to like step out and start creating some the best content to attract clients?
For sure. I appreciate you. Let me first start off by saying I appreciate you and thank you for allowing me to have this platform. I really do appreciate it.
For sure.
But yeah, absolutely. Getting into it, one of the things that we really love to go ahead and do and talk about with the company is called the SFM method, which is shooting, filming, and messaging. Our big thing with that is a lot of people are able to go ahead and shoot. And just the shooting process is what you're able to go ahead and record. And with these cell phones that you have right in your pocket, you're paying monthly for those. Those are $1,000 cameras. I mean, if you go to a store, Best Buy, whatever the case may be, you'll see $1,200, $1,500, $3,200 for just a camera. And that you're already paying for a high-def camera that's on you every single day. So that's shooting. That's just recording. And I think that you do a great job. You and your boy, Mr. Dre, I think y'all do a great job already shooting with your camera, making it convenient for yourself, getting the message across. Mm-hmm. It's high quality. And it, like I said, it gets the message across. So that's the shooting aspect. How do you need things shot? Because you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. When you get into the filming portion, that's where it's more intentional. What do you want this to look like? Do you need it to be in HD? Do you need this to project on a HD television for 4K? Mm-hmm. So it's just being more intentional on what platforms do you need this to go on. Do you need multiple angles in order for it to keep the audience's attention? Mm-hmm. So the filming is just more intentional as far as what do you want this to go on, what platform, and how are we really looking to make this really shape? Mm-hmm. Then finally getting to the messaging. I think what we really love to go ahead and do is focus on is telling a story, conveying a message. So that really adds the filming portion where you bring in production or a crew, being intentional about that, but really bringing home a message. What is the message that we want to get across to our audience? What is that so what factor? So a lot of people are able to, and I talk to Dre about this all the time, is we aren't just people with a camera. Because anybody can have a camera, anybody can record. But to be intentional about what angle you're getting to, you know, if you're shooting from below and shooting up at someone to look make them look superior, or if you're above them and looking down and making them look inferior, just being intentional about what is it, what message are you trying to go ahead and get across to your audience? So really just going back to, like I said, your cell phone is really powerful in that sense. Something that you always taught me is just that if it's something that you really don't want to have to even worry about, go ahead and hire someone. I think those are three key methods that you should definitely look for when you're looking to hire someone or get the job done. I really don't know how to do this, and then I have to go and put in the hours on YouTube University to go ahead and make this happen. But if you hire someone that knows what they're looking, what they're doing, and they have a understanding as far as my message and what I want to get across to my people, that I think that's really what we focus on in our consultations as well. So that's something that you should be looking for when you're looking for a videographer, when you're looking for someone to help tell a story. That's what we really go ahead and emphasize, is just that story and that message. But just getting back to it, cell phones are really a great thing. But when you're looking to go ahead and get into doing it maybe yourself or with someone else, you should definitely look into what is more convenient for you. Mm-hmm. There's certain cameras that are more simple to use, and it depends on what you're trying to do it for as well. So if you like to travel, mm-hmm. something, a vlogging camera where a screen will flip out at you so you can go ahead and see yourself, making sure that you look good and you're, you know, nothing's messed up while you're on the go at all times. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting down and recording a podcast or recording an interview, something that also has a flip camera, those are different methods that you will want to go ahead and utilize, and just figuring out, asking yourself the question, what am I trying to capture? What am I trying to shoot? Mm-hmm. So those are, I think people just go out and get cameras and get the most expensive thing possible, but they're not intentional on mm-hmm. what it is that they want to capture. Therefore, they're spending all this money where they can go ahead and use those three, the SFM methods, to go ahead and actually hire someone mm-hmm. in order to get the content done yourself.
Got it. So that's it. Pretty straightforward. You like, sounds to me like you most likely already got access to the equipment that you require. Mm-hmm. So now it's just the point of actually getting out there and start shooting. And of course, we talk a lot about ads, and then we talk a lot about content. But when you mix like running ads with creating compelling content, it actually helps your ads convert even better as well. And we'll link Kev and his squad up in the description and so forth, so you can actually reach out to them. And they're at LRP Films with a Z, or at Cutting, K-U-T-T-I-N, Kev, K-E-V. Reach out if y'all want some assistance with getting that done. And until the next episode, have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the podcastfactory.com. Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.